This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed India's willingness to share its learnings and best practices in the health sector with the world, especially with the Global South. Mr. Modi highlighted that Global South is particularly impacted by health challenges, stressing that India's approach offers replicable, scalable and sustainable health models. The Prime Minister made these remarks yesterday while virtually addressing the 78th session of World Health Assembly being held at Geneva in Switzerland.
Due to our initiatives, there has been a heartening development. The out-of-pocket expenditure as percentage of total health expenditure has fallen significantly. At the same time, government health expenditure has gone up considerably. The health of the world depends on how well we care for the most vulnerable. The Global South is particularly impacted by health challenges. India's approach offers replicable, scalable and sustainable models.
The Prime Minister emphasized that the future of a healthy world depends on inclusion, an integrated vision and collaboration. India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor will begin today with the first all-party delegation out of seven set to depart for four countries today. The first delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde will embark for UAE, Liberia, Democratic Republic of Congo and Sierra Leone. The government has announced seven multi-party delegations to be sent to different countries to present India's firm stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh lauded Indian Armed Forces for targeting routes of terrorism across the border with accuracy and discipline during Operation Sindoor. Addressing an event in Lucknow, Mr. Singh said the Indian Armed Forces have succeeded in eliminating a large number of terrorists in Pakistan through Operation Sindoor in response to horrific Pahalgam terror attack. The Indian Army has rejected the reports regarding the deployment of air defence guns in the Golden Temple. Indian Army has clarified that no air defense guns or any other air defense resources were deployed within the premises of Sri Darbar Sahib in Amritsar. Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah has said that under White Revolution 2.0, sustainable development and a circular economy should be ensured in the cooperative dairy sector. He made this remark while chairing a meeting in New Delhi yesterday on sustainability and circularity in the cooperative dairy sector. Addressing the meeting, Mr. Shah said that if farmers' income is to be increased, there is a need to create a network of integrated cooperatives where most of the work is done through mutual cooperation and collaboration among cooperatives. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met with Netherlands Prime Minister Dick Schoof in The Hague yesterday. During the meeting, both leaders expressed satisfaction at the growing strategic convergences in the India-Netherlands relationship. They agreed to strengthen bilateral ties through regular high-level visits and exchanges. Dr. Jaishankar conveyed the country's appreciation for the statement of solidarity from the Netherlands in the fight against terrorism. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that a right balance is needed between market regulation and freedom, especially as India increasingly relies on domestic growth levers amid rising geopolitical and environmental challenges. The minister was addressing the 16th annual day of the Competition Commission of India in New Delhi yesterday. The Apex Court has restored the condition that a minimum practice of 3 years as an advocate is necessary for a candidate to apply for entry-level post in judicial service. The period of practice could be reckoned from the date of provisional enrollment. However, the top court said this condition will apply only to future recruitments. At least six people, including a child, were killed and four others injured when a slab from one of the upper floors of a residential building collapsed yesterday in Kalyan City near Thane in Maharashtra. In IPL T20 cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Chennai Super Kings by 6 wickets at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. Chasing a target of 189 runs, Rajasthan completed the run chase with 17 balls to spare. For Rajasthan, youngster Vaibhav Suryavanshi top scored with 57 runs off just 33 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.